Last Wednesday, Bob very bravely dedicated his whole show to the ongoing catastrophe unfolding in Ukraine as a mighty military superpower attempts to overwhelm a tiny neighbour with massive missile attacks accompanied by an onslaught of outright flagrant lies. I cannot possibly match what Bob did last week, but none of us can let this tragedy continue without making some comment. All of us must have been moved by pictures of young children tightly holding on to the arm of a parent, cold, terrified, not knowing what's happening, whether they'll see their father again, and whether they will ever be able to return home, or indeed if there'll even be a home to return to. They may have even been forced to abandon a beloved pet. Can you imagine what that must feel like? We might complain of higher costs to heat our homes and drive our cars, but we're not being shot at and still have comfortable and warm beds to sleep in at night, as full supermarket shelves as well. Thankfully, there are people around who stepped up to the plate. You can find out more by simply searching Help Ukraine online. A group of 15 UK charities have launched a joint fundraising appeal to help more than a million refugees fleeing Ukraine as the Russian invasion turns lives upside down. And note that the Prime Minister has promised that every pound donated by the British public will be matched by the government up to the value of £20 million. So please don't simply look the other way. Stick your hand deeply into your pocket and join the effort to bring some relief to these victims of a war that they neither sought nor created.